general, we can say that mallard ducks are most susceptible to this virus. It takes a very low dose of virus to produce infections in mallard ducks. And these mallard ducks are not sick, and they do not die, but they do produce the virus in their body, and it's shed from both the mouth and from the cloaca. Second would be Japanese quail and susceptibility, followed by turkeys and chickens. The other piece of work that we have ongoing is one of our main functions is to make sure we have emergency response tools that are available, and we are working on a new vaccine seed strain that will undergo testing within the next month. And so we're just the science side to produce that strain. And potential use for vaccine will be decided by APHIS agency.
And Dr. T.J. Myers, Associate Deputy Administrator of Veterinary Services with USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, says the response to the current cases of avian influenza have been rapid.
Whenever a state identifies a presumptive positive flock, the flock is immediately quarantined by the state, and a control zone is established around that facility. Once we confirm the infection, the flock is culled as quickly as we are able to mobilize the state and federal resources to do that. So far to date, we've needed to cull over 2 million birds, and we do pay indemnity to producers, and we also, after the flock has been depopulated, clean and disinfect the facility. Surveillance is increased around that control zone. Nothing moves in or out of that control zone except by permit, and surveillance in that control zone continues until no further disease is detected. Another key activity that goes along with the response is our epidemiology investigations, and what we're trying to do there is to identify risk factors for how disease may have entered a facility to assist us with our control efforts. And while we're still collecting data on that, all indications are at this point is that what we're seeing are multiple point source introductions. And this is very similar to the experience that Canada had back in December and that Germany has experienced with these viruses within the last year. So the real focus is trying to identify what are those indirect introductions that is bringing the virus from the environment into those facilities. So that work is ongoing.